Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A family from Milwaukee is calling on Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce to take down a political television ad critical of Judge Rebecca Dallet because it identifies the family and the child victims of attempted sexual assault. Wisconsin will close the widely criticized Lincoln Hills School for Boys by 2021 and replace it with smaller regional facilities under legislation Governor Walker is signing this afternoon at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. And the Bucks beat the Golden State Warriors last night 116-107. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin's spring election is Tuesday. On the ballot is a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a referendum question that would eliminate the state treasurer. Over 80,000 Wisconsin voters have been removed from the voter rolls in two recent purgings. Make sure you are registered to vote and make sure you know where your polling place is. To find out if you're registered and the location of your polling place, go to myvote.wi.gov. And the two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court will face off in a debate this evening at 7 o'clock. The debate will be broadcast live on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio. Okay, here is read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A family from Milwaukee is calling on Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce to take down a political television ad critical of Judge Rebecca Dallet because it identifies the family and the child victims of attempted sexual assault. Wisconsin will close the widely criticized Lincoln Hills School for Boys by 2021 and replace it with smaller regional facilities under legislation Governor Walker is signing this afternoon at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. And the Brewers beat the San Diego Padres in extra innings on opening day yesterday 2-1. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Local companies that are interested in participating in the construction of the Foxconn factory are invited to an information session in Sturtevant on Tuesday. The session will run from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at Fountain Hall on Durand Avenue. The session is free, but advance registration is required at wisconvalley.wi.gov. And the Milwaukee County Parks System is in need of nearly 200 part-time employees for the summer season. And they are holding a job fair tomorrow from 11 to 2 at Falk Park, located at 2013 West Rawson Avenue. Applicants are encouraged to apply online before the job fair at county.milwaukee.gov/careers. Okay, here's the weather forecast. Partly sunny today, then clouds moving in for tonight with a 50% chance of rain. We'll have lows tonight in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, showers likely in the morning, otherwise cloudy and very windy. Highs tomorrow in the upper 40s. For Sunday, sunny and cold with highs only in the mid-30s. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.